Today, we're going to play Bible trivia. This is Father Scott Seetaller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are getting on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, they're just bothering you, they're asking you questions that they should be able to answer themselves, they're trying to get you to do their work so they can loaf, they're whining, please don't lose your temper. Please become a domestic mystic. Please recognize them as children of God. Or as I say every Thursday, remember the words from the musical Les Miserables, to love another person is to see the face of God. If we don't do that, if we don't make the effort to try the love that Jesus dwells in the people that most disturb us, most get on our nerves, most irritate us, if we don't do that, our world will become uninhabitable. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Our choices are no longer between violence and nonviolence. Our choices are between nonviolence and non-existence." We do got the weapons. Not only on a national level, we got it on an individual level. You do have your stockpile of biting words, of dirty looks, of giving somebody the cold shoulder, writing them off as lost, treating them as if they're dead, like the prodigal son did to his dad. No, you can't do that. You got to be a domestic mystic. Our whole vocation, if you're a Catholic listening right now, baptism, Eucharist, reconciliation, confirmation, if you're married, married, if you're a priest, priesthood, all these sacraments lead us, educate us, groom us, prepare us to be domestic mystics. Maybe we don't have some mystical experience of God right here, right now in our lives, but we get the grace, we get the grace to love those that we find unlovable. Okay, where are you right now? Are you in your car? Well, then you can't pull out a piece of paper and a pencil. You're going to have to do this without writing anything down. But if you're home or if you're in the office and you're allowed to listen to my program, then get a piece of paper and a pencil real quickly. Will you do that? Because what I'm going to do is ask you five questions. Today, they all have to do with women. Because remember, women play an important role, an important role in the Bible. And so it's important that we recognize them. Some women do powerful things for God. Some women are not holy, are not good. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you five questions. I'll do this slowly so you can write down your answers. Yes, I know, make the questions easy because you're not real versed in the Bible. I will make them easy. I'm not out to trick you. And then after I ask you the five questions, I'll come back and we'll go through the answers. Easy enough? I think so. All right, here's the first question. Now, the questions are both from Old and New Testament. So the first question is, what widowed prophetess was 84 years old when she saw the young Jesus in the temple? Okay, what widowed prophetess was 84 years old when she saw the young Jesus in the temple? All right. Here's the second question. What elderly cousin of Mary became the mother of John the Baptist? That's almost a no-brainer, right? What elderly cousin of Mary became the mother of John the Baptist? Next one's easy, too. In fact, I think I made these too easy for you. All right. I'll keep going. Number three. What two sisters of Bethany had a brother named Lazarus and were close friends of Jesus? How easy is that one? What two sisters of Bethany had a brother named Lazarus and were close friends of Jesus? Number four. This is probably the hardest one of all. But it's not that hard. What dancer so enchanted Herod that he offered her anything she wished? What dancer so enchanted Herod that he offered her anything she wished? And the last one, this is a gimme. Who was turned into a pillar of salt? All right, I'll give you one hint there. It's from the Old Testament. You're saying, well, that doesn't help too much. Now, come on, think about it. Famous story. Who was turned into a pillar of salt? All right, did you write down your answers? Did you say them out loud while you were driving? Let's see how well you did. First question. What widow prophetess was 84 years old when she saw the young Jesus in the temple? It was Anna. Remember? Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to the temple. Simeon, who had prayed that he wouldn't die before he saw the Messiah. Well, he's being presented Jesus, and this woman who day and night, for many years after she became a widow, because she was a young widow, kind of was always in the temple praying, she comes along, and she experiences in her lifetime the Savior. So it was Anna. Second one, what elderly cousin of Mary became the mother of John the Baptist? Easy, right? Elizabeth. After Mary found out she was pregnant, she went, because Elizabeth, in her old age, was pregnant, she went up to help Elizabeth during her pregnancy. Okay, the next one, so easy. Please, you got to tell me you got this one right. What two sisters of Bethany had a brother named Lazarus and were close to friends of Jesus? Yeah, Martha and Mary. The famous Martha and Mary. Four. This was the tough one. What dancer so enchanted Herod that he offered her anything she wished? Yes, it was the daughter of Herodias. Remember, Herod married his brother's wife, Herodias. And John the Baptist called that what it was, adultery. And he kept on really speaking out against Herod. And Herodias didn't like that. So when Herod has his big party, Herodias' daughter dances. The dances of the veils. And in his drunken stupor, he says she can have anything she wished, even half of his kingdom. She asks her mother what she should ask for. The mother says, get John the Baptist's head on the platter. Herod's sorry he made the promise, but he doesn't want take it back in front of all the people at the party, and John the Baptist is beheaded. Now, did you ever hear the name that was given to this woman? You won't find it in the Bible, but the great Jewish historian named Josephus, he said that this daughter who danced for Herod and who was directly responsible for the death of John the Baptist was Salome. And sometimes when there's a religious movie on TV, there is a she is called Salome. All right. Last one, also very easy. You had to get this one. Who was turned into a pillar of salt? Lot's wife. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot and his family is told to flee, not to look back. Don't look back. Great destruction of the city is going to occur. Lot's wife looks back, and she turns into a pillar of salt. Okay. Why do I do every once in a while Bible trivia? Because it's important that you know your Bible. And if these little teasers that I do every once in a while helps you know your Bible better, all the more. Because remember, it's not how often you've been through the Bible, it's how often the Bible has been through you. Or as I like to say, and this is not original, but I like it, here's how you spell Bible, B-I-B-L-E, each letter stands for something. B-I-B-L-E stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. So, if you haven't picked up your Bible lately, do it. Get the Word of God inside of you. The Word of God, in the letter to Hebrews, the writer says the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cuts through the narrow city opening, goes through between the marrow and the joint, the bone, and it reveals what God wants revealed for us so that we can live our life with peace and harmony, with justice. Because as the prophet Micah says, this only is what God asks of you, to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with your God. Okay, so here's today's food for thought. It comes from Thomas Fuller, M.D. Charity begins at home but should not end there. Boy, I love that one, especially when I ask you to help me with my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. Yeah, charity begins at home, but it doesn't end there. And it doesn't end within the confines of the United States. Okay. And who do I want you to pray for today? Well, I want you to pray for people with mental illness. Mental illness. That's horrible. It spooks people. It makes them feel absolutely like they're not themselves. They don't even know that. Depending how bad the mental illness is, they can't even cry out for help. They don't know how to get help. Their families are tortured by this. Their families... If these people go and start living on their streets, their family is just beside themselves with worry, whether they're going to be mugged or killed or whatever. Pray with me, okay? Dear God, people with mental illness need a very, very special blessing today. They need somebody to help them. They need the right medication, the right type of hospitalization. They need to be kept safe from harm. Evil people prey on the mentally ill. God, send your angels and saints to protect them from harm. Amen. Okay, here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A woman said, "It seems that I spent a lifetime saying, sit up straight, use your napkin, close your mouth when you chew, don't speak when your mouth is full. And just when I finally got my husband using good manners, the kids come along." Want to contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Love to hear from you. Please contact me. Let me know what you think of the program. Has it helped you? Does it inspire you, make you think, make you laugh? Is it a shot in the arm to get you through the work week? Love to hear from you. Also, petitions. You got prayer intentions? I'll take them to prayer. I'm faithful in doing that. That's an important part of my ministry, to pray for people and to pray with people. I'll be your prayer partner. Send me your petitions. Now, charity does not stay at home. Spread it around. Write me a check. Write it to TASH, T-A-S-H, Inc., TASH, Inc. It's from a hospital for the poor. Every penny goes to help the poor and the sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. Send it to me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.